as promised a little earlier on, I said we were going to be chatting with Ilunka Badenhorst from the Wireless Application Service Providers Association, that's WASPA. Most of us have to deal with annoying advertising SMSs from companies we often don't even know, let alone have provided our details to. Yet many consumers do not know that they are protected by the law. If we take into consideration the soon coming deadline for business to abide by the Protection of Personal Information Act and the Consumer Protection Act that stipulates that any company embarking on a direct marketing campaign has to check its list of numbers against a new national opt-out register called the Do Not Contact Registry, the DNCR, and consumers should not have to deal with unsolicited advertising. We've all been there. We get bombarded by these messages at the most inopportune times, sometimes when you're in the middle at work and so on, and it can get really, really annoying. So we're going to speak with Ilunka right now. She's going to tell us more about how we can protect ourselves. Ilunka, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you very much for having us on the show.
Oh, it is such a pleasure to have you with us. I think it's something that everybody needs to know. The information is certainly crucial and certainly going to help all of us. So thank you for agreeing to join us this morning. And I'm going to ask you straight up, Ilunka, tell us initially more, what is WASPA and how does it protect consumers?
So WASPA is a self-regulatory body that was founded in 2004. And we represent and self-regulate all mobile service providers within the South African market. Mm-hmm. Which means that any company that provides anything via mobile services to consumers has to become a member of WASPA. And we've got a very strict code of conduct that all of our members have to adhere to. Mm-hmm. And we've also got an established complaint procedure where if a consumer believes that any of our members have not followed the rules, they can lodge a complaint with WASPA and we will investigate on their behalf until we get resolution to the consumer.
Fantastic. So it's more regulated, and then that's how you can handle that. What is spamming, and how can consumers report mobile spammers?
Well, I think the reality is that we know that most consumers mm-hmm. receive direct marketing on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. What I think a lot of consumers are not aware of is that this market is extremely regulated. We've had the Consumer Protection Act that deals with direct marketing directly from 2011. Mm-hmm. And this piece of legislation says that for every direct marketing approach, a consumer should be provided with the opportunity to opt out from receiving that direct marketing or to ask the company to desist from sending in future direct marketing. Now, taking this a step further, mm-hmm. we have the Protection of Personal Information Act that is coming into full force and effect on the 1st of July, which is now going to be even stricter, and it's adding a layer to say that no company is allowed to send direct marketing messages to a consumer if they did not get explicit consent to market to that consumer. So in reality, consumers actually have quite a lot of protection. The problem is, what do consumers do if a company has not followed these very strict rules? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this, I believe now, is where WASPA also plays quite a big role to assist consumers in these types of cases. So WASPA's got two specific facilities that are currently operating to assist consumers. The first of this is the Do Not Contact Registry. Mm-hmm. So consumers can visit our website at waspa.org.za. Mm-hmm. They can literally, at the top right, top left, you'll clearly see the banner there to say that you don't want to receive any marketing messages anymore. You can click there. A consumer only has to provide us with their cell phone number. They will get a confirmation SMS just to check that they are the owner of that number. And then they are added to a Do Not Contact list, which then means that all of our members and any of their clients are not allowed to send indirect marketing approaches to that specific number.
Right.
So that's the first part.
Right. I see.
And then the second part is, which is now a newer facility that WASPA has just recently launched, is our codes project. So we often receive these messages, and sometimes we opt out from them, but we keep receiving these direct marketing messages. Well, secondly, in a lot of situations, we don't even know who was sending the message in the first place because there's no originating information about where you can go to complain. So a consumer can now visit the Codes Project at codes.waspa.org.za. They can enter the number from which they have received the direct marketing SMS. Mm-hmm. And if it's one of WASPA's registered members, it will then provide them with clear contact details of who the sender of the message was and their customer support number as well as their customer support email. A consumer can now directly reach out to that company and then ask them to be taken off of the direct marketing list or off of their client's direct marketing list. Alternatively, they can also lodge a complaint directly with WASPA and ask us to assist with this, to either unsubscribe them or to lodge a query to say that they have already unsubscribed and they are not desisting from sending messages, and then we will investigate and assist the consumer.
That certainly helps, all of that information. Now tell me, I know with SMSs and so on we get bombarded, but what about the automated calls? You know, you always answer those calls and then you're in the middle of something thinking it's urgent and we receive those calls where they just go straight into it, not asking you if you're free or you're available or anything. Can those also be reported?
Yes, 100%. Both the Consumer Protection Act and the Protection of Personal Information Act deal with direct marketing, but not just SMSs and emails, but also these calls. So a consumer should be able to report this to either the National Consumer Commission and very shortly also to the Information Regulator to ask them to be removed from this marketing database. They can also use this code facility tool that WASPA has now made available to the public to see if it is one of our members, then we can directly assist the consumer as well.
Okay, and then how do people again reach out to WASPA and how are the issues resolved?
So consumers can either visit our website or contact our customer support number, but the best is to visit our website. All of the necessary information is there. Again, that is at waspa.org.za. We both have the links to the Codes Project and our Do Not Contact Registry on our main page then. They can also go to the consumer section to lodge a complaint. Mm-hmm. And this goes further than just obviously direct marketing. This also includes, for example, if a consumer believes they've received some scams, right, they can also lodge a complaint there with us, because a lot of times direct marketing is not necessarily just direct marketing. It's an actual scam. If somebody's asking you for personal information or, you know, the typical, they've alerted you that you've won some type of lotto or competition and that you need to contact them for more details or to claim your prize.
Yeah.
So if a consumer receives one of these, they can also lodge that information with WASPA and we will then try and investigate on their behalf to get behind who was sending it and to try to get it out of the market to protect consumers.
I know what you're saying is so important, because all of the scammers who are out there, and I know sometimes people get so caught up with it and carried away with it, and you can just get scammed so easily. But just to highlight to our listeners how to tell the difference if it's a spam or scam.
Well, I definitely think one of the most important things is to look at the originating number. Mm-hmm. Everything that's basically sent from a registered company in South Africa, mm-hmm, always has quite a clear long number, you know, the number that you're receiving the message from.
Mm-hmm.
The moment you start seeing different area codes or very strange numbers, that's usually your first big giveaway, that this is being sent from a grey route or an international route that is not legitimate in South Africa.
Right.
The second thing is definitely to look at the grammar and the punctuation of the messages.
Right.
I usually find that the scammers are from different countries and they speak different languages, and it's usually horrible because they look at the spelling, etc. So that's usually a dead giveaway that it's not from a legitimate source.
Right.
And then thirdly, I always say to consumers that they have to read. If you haven't entered a lotto or a competition recently, as an example, then it's highly unlikely that you're going to win a prize. So if you receive one of these messages, honestly, just delete it, ignore it, and delete it, and do not click on anything or any links, because a lot of times these links will then contain malware, which is downloaded onto your phone, mm-hmm, and that could give scammers and criminals access to your device and your personal information. So it's important to rather not interact with these messages and to just delete them.
Oh, that certainly helps. Yes.
Definitely. And then fourthly, I always say, you know, not all of the direct marketing is here for a reason. And many consumers opt in to receive these messages. So it's not about just cancelling the entire industry.
Yeah.
I think there's some responsibility on the consumers as well to just make sure when they read a message and then they're interacting with things, if it doesn't look legit, it normally isn't.
Uh-huh. That's very important because everybody wants to win money. Everyone wants to win the lotto. And you know, and that's the easiest way to get to people, right? Say this amount or your number. And the curiosity, you know, oh, you like that saying, curiosity kill the cat. Certainly.
I am definitely a multimillionaire by this stage. And I've got quite a lot of uncles in Nigeria, which I've never met, but I am so privileged to always be remembered when they pass away.
Well, Ilonka, thank you so much for sharing your time with us and such valuable information with all of us this morning. Certainly going to be something for all of us to think about and act on. So thank you again, and it was such a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you very much. And to the listeners, please stay safe and please stay healthy.
Thank you, Ilonka, and you too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye. There we have it. That was Ilonka Baynos from the Wireless Application Service Providers Association, WASPA. I'm sure you found that very informative because we all get inundated with all of these messages and so on. And so important what you said about identifying when it's a scam. Don't get carried away with that. All right. Thank you, Ilonka. And we hope you found that valuable for every single one of you as well. Right, talking about valuable, I think Adiramba is going to be coming up in the studio. So we'll just take a little break and then Adiramba will be on.